Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive. Goodman, Hurdle, watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions, Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, it's the Larkspur Outlets Auction, featuring building supplies, lumber, lighting, doors, windows, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications. But upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. If you own a business, if you run a Fortune 500 company, do not expect a lot of production today. You have brought it upon yourself by allowing an office pool.
Is it the best day in sports today?
I know you well enough to say baseball's opening day is the best day.
You know, it's on my list, yep. But I don't think Major League Baseball opening day is the best day in sports.
What's the best day in sports?
I think it's today. I mean, unless you're going to go Championship Sunday in the NFL with two games,
yeah,
that's a pretty damn good day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I like the Final Four as well.
Final Four is a very good day.
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
Yep.
But from a standpoint of everything that, like, today will give us everything under the sun, right?
Right.
It will give us something totally unexpected. It'll give us an upset, maybe of dramatic proportions. It'll give us wait a minute, I've never seen that before. It will give us, you've got eight games today.
Yep.
And it will deliver something to us tomorrow that will be fodder for our show, right, and for people all across the country. The first 2 days of the NCAA tournament, and I, like you, and I don't want to speak for you, but I think I know you well enough, I don't follow college basketball as much as I used to.
Right.
I just don't.
You covered Kansas.
I did it for all those years. Forever.
I covered Indiana and Kansas, mm-hmm, and I was knee deep in it. But once I got to Buffalo, New York, it was Canisius.
Yeah, I mean, right. And I'm sorry, Canisius doesn't move the needle relative to the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Although I went to a game, Canisius had a good team 1 year, like sometime in the 80s when I was there.
Well, John Beilein was the head coach.
Yeah.
I was there.
And they were pretty solid.
Yeah, they're good. They had been a good program when I was there. But, and I've said this about moving here. 20 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and congratulations to the Buffs, obviously congratulations,
oh my gosh, yes,
to Colorado State to advancing to the opening round. At least we have something to look forward to, something to talk about. But this isn't a college hotbed,
no,
for basketball. As for football, well, we certainly have a carnival barker who is running the show up in Boulder. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Okay, so real quick, let me just get this out of the way. People say to me, well, you don't like Deion Sanders? It's not that I don't like Deion Sanders. I don't like shameless self-promoters. I don't like people who could only talk about themselves and bristle at any type of criticism.
Attention seekers.
Yes.
Yes.
That stuff does bother me. I don't dislike Deion Sanders. I have a huge amount of respect for Deion Sanders. Yeah. Not that he really cares what I think. With that, little things do bother me. People who constantly talk about themselves all the time, and people who show a lack of respect by showing up an hour late for a press conference, which is what he did yesterday. Yeah, like all of us in the media have nothing better to do than to wait for the king, all rise, to enter the room.
That is inconsiderate.
He was entertaining yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, no one's going to debate that. But then again, so was the main character from The Greatest Showman. But I digress. He was asked about the USA Today article a couple of weeks ago claiming that he hasn't done any traveling to recruit players by going to their homes.
I really, truly, in all my heart, believe that parents don't want me at their house. They want to come see my house. They want to see how I live, how I get down. They want to see what I got going on, what God has done in my life. I know when I was in college, I did not want Bobby Bowden in my house because I knew at the 7 o'clock it was going to be rats and roaches on parade doing their thing.
Mm. And we'll get into it as we go further into that soundbite. But interesting, very interesting take. And by the way, he brought that up unsolicited. He wasn't asked about it, which I thought was odd anyway.
By the way, that's not my favorite quote about
it. No.
My favorite quote is, I'm trying to save the university money.
Yeah, that was at the very beginning of that.
The cult of Deion Sanders. Anything that he says, the cult believes. There are people out there that actually believe that Deion Sanders is trying to save CU money. You believe that? That's his main focus. When it comes to recruiting, I'm not going to spend any recruiting dollars. I'm not going to hop on a plane.
I'm saving my school money.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn any jet fuel because I'm environmentally conscious. And I want to make sure we have as much money as we can have as a university. And that's why I don't go out of my way to walk into other people's homes. Got it.
It was very interesting. He did go on to say, we recruit mainly through the portal.
Which is true.
And it is true.
Yep.
And well, they're an older, it's an older, more established set of players that they're recruiting.
But I call BS on that. What about the 7 kids that came from high school?
Yep, that's exactly right.
What about 7 kids?
Sure.
You're telling me Jordan Seaton's parents didn't want to have you in their home? Give me a break. And oh, by the way, unless you are only exclusively recruiting from a ghetto, you're only recruiting from the poorest areas of the country, trust me, everybody would, and I want to throw up on my shirt when I say this, everybody wants Deion Sanders in their home.
Sure.
Everyone. But I want people to see what my house looks like.
I did think his remarks on 21 and 22-year-old youngsters were interesting, and it made me think a little differently. And this was at the end of the press conference when he basically said, there are no 21 or 22-year-olds that care about the parade I'm going to take them on in terms of recruiting or, you know, what I need to show them around school. All they want to know about is how do I get to the league and how do I get paid?
And that is fair.
And that is absolutely true.
Yes.
No question.
But it's not just that.
No, it's not just that. It's much more than that. That had an interesting ring of truth to me. And I think I probably knew that, but had never thought about it that way. So That was a good notion for me to get. But he also said earlier on criticism, remember last year when he threw his offensive line under the bus? He also said, why can't I say what everyone else was thinking? You were all thinking this. Why can't I say it? Well, I'll tell you why you can't say it. Because you're the damn head coach.
And you recruited them.
And you recruited these guys. They're your guys.
And you are coaching them.
Yeah, they're not my guys.
They're not professionals. They are not professionals. They're a bunch of kids. Listen, say whatever you want to.
Sure.
You know what? You know what I'd like to hear you say? Tell me why your son got sacked so many times and not because of the offensive line. Holds on to the ball too long.
Sure.
Why don't you talk about that?
It is an issue.
Why don't you talk about that? Talk about how your son holds on to the ball too long. Way too long. Way, way, way too long. And yes, the offensive line is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'm going to use Russell Wilson as my example. Routinely, top five sacked quarterback, basically since the day he walked into the league. Are you going to blame every single offensive line that he has played for? Or is it time to look at the common denominator?
Yeah. I mean, the Broncos in every pretty much meaningful metric last year had a top six offensive line in protection and things of that nature. I'm with you on that. That's not to say Shedeur Sanders won't be a phenomenal. He will be. Deion Sanders said another thing yesterday that I also probably agreed, maybe not quite as forcefully as he presented it. But he claimed that Shedeur Sanders would have been the second player, would have been the second quarterback off the draft list this year.
You know what I would really like to do? Not that I have the opportunity to do it. I'd be really curious to know what Sean Payton thinks of Shedeur Sanders.
I would too.
Because if Sean, and I love his thinking behind it, if it's all about processor, I would like to know what he thinks of Shedeur's processor.
That'd be interesting.
People talk a lot about how hard Shedeur Sanders works. And I will not debate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tim Tebow worked really hard too. Just had no process.
Right.
And when you take as many sacks as you do, like Shedeur Sanders did, it might be the processor.
Which is interesting, isn't it? Because you're right. You can have the hardest working dude on the face of God's green earth.
Yep.
If they don't have that little bit of twitch in their brain.
Don't have the clock.
It doesn't matter how hard you work.
Correct.
Period.
Yep.
It was, and you're right. You are right on the target, man. He was entertaining.
Yep.
He was thought-provoking. He raised an eyebrow two or three times. He made you chuckle. I'll give him this. The dude is can't miss stuff.
Yeah.
He is. He's can't miss.
I agree.
There is no doubt about it.
You know what he is? He's a walking reality show.
Well
you
put.
You just can't take your eyes off the Real Housewives of Boulder, Colorado.
Do you believe that?
Thank you. Yeah, he should be on Late Night with Andy Cohen. I mean, is it Andy Cohen that does all the stuff with the Housewives?
Yeah.
On Bravo? Yeah, it's on Bravo.
Yeah.
I know this because my wife loves the Housewives.
Right.
Which is curious to me because it's just brainless stuff. I think that's
sure
why
she'd be thrilled
that's
to know that you said that that's publicly
why she,
on the
no,
radio.
That's but I think that's why she likes it. She likes having something in her life that is absolutely brainless. And because she's all day long putting out remarkable fires.
And that's, I would describe Mandy the same way.
Yeah.
But instead of my wife watching reality TV the way you just described reality TV, that's how Mandy looks at me.
Well, if you're that interesting,
she
for
wants
her, you've
be
done
with,
well.
She wants to be with someone who essentially is brainless to her.
Well, she's a pretty smart egg.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that would probably not do well on that comparison.
Right.
So, anyway.
A lot of NFL coaches on this roster.
Nine, including him.
Yep.
Nine. Okay. So, how many prospects do you think, I'm talking about NFL prospects, are they going to produce every year at the University of Colorado? And I realize right now, They're sitting on a treasure trove. They've got they've got two that are going to be extremely high draft picks.
Right.
How many a year do you suppose are going to walk out of Boulder, Colorado with a chance to be on an NFL roster? Three? Four?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I agree that, well, I don't want to say that I agree. I understand the thinking.
I do too.
When it comes to hiring NFL coaches. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Okay, I do. But I'll ask you, who would you rather, I'm going to go way back on this,
Okay.
With a guy that you covered and a guy that you're more than familiar with. Who would you rather be your hitting coach? George Brett, who's one of the greatest hitters of all time, or Charlie Lau, who is considered the most renowned hitting coach, quite possibly during the 80s, 90s, so on and so forth. I covered George Brett a little bit.
Yeah.
You covered him far more than I did.
He was an interesting dude.
He's an interesting cat who doesn't seem to have a lot of patience. With that, who do you want to be your hitting coach? And by
Charlie Lau, because you can't relate to the type of greatness that George Brett. It's like trying to learn how to hit from Ted Williams.
And that's how I look at having a full staff of NFL coaches. Yes, you know the game. Mm-hmm. You played it. But it doesn't mean you have the patience.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you're a great teacher. Listen, let's be honest here. Who would you rather take golf lessons from? Tiger Woods or Butch Harmon?
Well, Butch Harmon.
So it's great that he has all of these.
Now, I think the 19th hole with Tiger might be interesting.
Correct.
Yeah.
But with that, I'm not suggesting having nine former NFL players is a bad thing.
No.
What I'm saying is, yes, they played the game. They know the game. They understand the game. But that doesn't mean they're great teachers.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't mean they will have the patience. Again, look at great athletes who have become coaches and they get frustrated with the guys they coach because they don't get it inherently like they did.
Right.
That's where the danger is.
There was some humility yesterday. It wasn't all arrogance. It wasn't all brash and bravado.
And let's talk about that after the break.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle. At Eric Goodman. Today it's the Larkspur Outlets Auction featuring building supplies, lumber, lighting, doors, windows, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you have a family, you spend your life trying to protect your family, support your family. The question is, what have you done just in case something happens to you? If you haven't done anything, my suggestion is
You talk to my friend Dan McKenzie at the McKenzie Law Firm. My wife and I, we talked to Dan. We put together a trust for our kids. If you don't want to do a trust, at the very least, do a will. A trust is better. A will is good. With that, if you've done nothing, you have really put your family in a very vulnerable situation on so many different levels. And I'm not even trying to scare you. I'm just telling you what the facts are. Go talk to Dan McKenzie today at the McKenzie Law Firm, 833-CO-PLANS, 833-CO-PLANS, or go to coplans.co. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
This is what Deion Sanders has done for college football in the state of Colorado. When is the last time we talked about a head coach's press conference in the spring?
Yeah, right. Two practices in. There is no question about any of that. All of the dressing around the main meal is fantastic. I mean, you've got all the garnishes. You've got everything is in its right place. I mean, it's the attention that the program is getting, the attention the program continues to get are all beneficial. And he drives that with his personality.
Yep.
Like it, don't like it, doesn't make any difference.
And believe he doesn't care.
And you took the words right out of my mouth.
He doesn't care.
Trust
what I think.
Does not care. And that's a great thing to have.
Yeah.
That's a great thing to have in your pocket. If you truly don't care, it just takes a lot of the noise away and allows you to think about other things that you need to be thinking about. I did think that there was a touch, a tinge, just a moment, a wisp, if you will, of humility yesterday when he was asked about his process of learning at this level. And of course, he bristled with the whole this level thing, because he's defensive about his time at Jackson State, and I get it, and that's fine. And the dude did play at Florida State for Bobby Bowden, right? Okay, so you give him his due, but I don't think anyone hasn't given him his due for what he ever did on the football field, both at Florida State and through the NFL. He's one of the greatest players that ever played. But he did say, when reflecting a little bit, for me, it's in game. You can't prep for everything that you face in a game, even though you try to. There has to be changes in the thought processes. That I thought was interesting. That was meat on the bone about where he is and how he's trying to move forward this season with essentially an entirely new staff. So it covered pretty much everything. It had the bombast, it had the brazen, it had the I don't care what you think, it had just enough of self-introspection, and then it had I know what the hell I'm talking about and you don't. It had everything that was the best and worst, depending on your perspective, of Deion Sanders in about a 15-20 minute segment.
I want to read you something I wrote on Twitter when I heard him talk about one reason why he doesn't go into recruits' homes is because, well, they don't want me in their home, which is outrageously laughable. Okay. Then said he's trying to save the school money, which is outrageously laughable. This is what somebody said to me on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. I'd be willing to bet that you wouldn't have made that statement in person if you were there. No, I wouldn't tell him he's dumb to his face. Now, you can make the case, then why did I do it on Twitter? Right? You know me well enough to know I would probably say at a press conference,
are you really trying to convince us that you're trying to save the school
yes,
money?
Yes, without question. Yeah.
Because I'd follow up with that. And then add, well, if you're trying to save the school money, why don't you take a pay cut? You'd be saving the school a lot of money.
Right.
If you really want to put your money where your mouth is, then take a pay cut. With that, he said, I'd be willing to bet you wouldn't have made this statement in person if you were there normally. I enjoy your takes, but calling someone out who has accomplished 10 times as much as you have in your dumb life says more about you than them, especially when you weren't even there to hear the full context of the response. I listened to the press conference. Mm-hmm. I heard the full context. It is clear from how you posted this that you have no respect for him or the program, which I guess is okay, because I would assume you weren't there because you don't either get access or want it. I have access. I've done this long enough to where I don't get all excited sitting in front of Deion Sanders. I just don't.
It's a job.
That's right.
It's not a thrill. It's a job.
And I'll be honest, I'm certainly not going to name any names. Those who are young in the media, this is a big deal that Deion Sanders is here, because they are so excited to sit in front of him and acquiesce and kowtow and genuflect in front of him that all they do is throw softballs at him. Deion Sanders doesn't like the older media that feels like me and feels like you, where I've seen it all. Listen, at the end of the day, I covered Bob Knight. Deion, you got a long way to go to reach antagonistic a-hole Bob Knight. And actually, Deion, that's a compliment to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, that makes him a more agreeable sort, and he is.
I covered John Muckler, who was the head coach of the Sabres. This guy was not easy to be around. Mm. Mike Shanahan would be more than happy to call you up into his office. I am far from intimidated by Deion Sanders. I'm just not. He doesn't care what I think, and I don't care what he thinks.
Right, and that's fine.
But he's done amazing things for this. Listen, I was sitting with my daughter at college night at her high school, and they specifically talked about the prime effect, how CU is getting overloaded with applications. And at one point, 3-4 years ago, for a lot of kids in state, CU would be the safety school. Now these kids aren't getting in. That is attributed to Deion Sanders. I think all of that stuff is really good. I just don't like the overbearing arrogance of him.
It is what it is and what it will be. And I think that we know enough about that now. So where you end up sitting with it or standing with it, I've got CU friends that are a little uneasy with where this is now.
A buddy of mine who's a CU grad has donated plenty of money to the school, came over to my house yesterday to watch the game. And even he is uneasy.
Yeah.
At times.
They want to see success.
Yes.
There's no question about it. They see the possibilities, but not everybody is just ready to give, for lack of a better term, him a blank check, either for him to fill in or to emotionally fill in. There are processes that some people are comfortable with and other people are not. Okay. And I think that Deion is just fine with not being for everyone, right? I think Sean Payton is fine for not being for everyone.
I don't mind. I like the entertainment out of the press conferences. I don't like how thin-skinned he is when he attacks the media. That does bother me. It bothers me when, true or not, recruits want to come to my house because they want to see my crib and see how I live. I mean, God, that is so nauseating. Don't tell me you're a man of God. God doesn't approve of that type of arrogance. He wants you to be humble. You go against everything that you talk about. Sorry, it's just true. With that, you want to save the school money? The bull crap that you are selling, I know people are buying, but you're selling it to a people who are in a cult who will believe everything that you say.
Yeah,
Do you believe
we can do without the I'm trying to save the school money?
Stop treating people like they are stupid and you are smarter than them. I acquiesce to say you're a very smart guy, but you're selling a bunch of garbage, but you know you have an audience that's going to buy it. Yeah, you're trying to save the school money. Please, every recruit would love to have you in their home. Every parent, if it is a married family, meaning it's not a single parent family raised by mom, right? Every father would love to meet Deion Sanders because they are probably of the age when they remembered when you played. They would love to have you
sure
over at the house.
Yeah.
So what he's trying to do is he's trying to sound humble, but really came across as being arrogant because they want to see how I live.
He has a different way of doing things. I neither lament it or celebrate it. I just observe it. And I am in this thing for the long haul.
Well, I don't know if he's in it for the long haul.
Well, I mean,
think he's in it for two more years.
And that could very well be.
Right.
But I'm very interested in the process of moving forward because I will say this. I want good things to happen for CU.
As do I.
CSU, Northern Colorado. I get that.
Right.
That's part of my hopes. Good things to happen for all of them. I really do. As there's already been about as much as you can do with all of the ancillary things in the program. Now we're down to the bottom line. The bottom line is winning football games. And I know I always come back to it, but this is where I need to see the progress. I don't care about all of the, I've got eight of my dog buddies that are played in the NFL that are coaching now. I just want to know if you can win football games.
Let's cut right to the chase. We only have about 30 seconds left because we have blown by a stop sign for this commercial break. His bravado is as high as any coach I've ever been around.
Mm-hmm.
With that, what win total do they need to have to match that bravado? Because he has put a target on his back.
For those drinking the Kool-Aid, I'd say 7. For the rest of us, 8 moves the meter.
I agree. If they win 8 games, okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. 7-5 ain't going to cut it. Don't tell me about 7-5. I don't want to hear about the 3-game improvement. Now with all the Louis you brought into the program year 2 with the 22nd ranked recruiting class / transfer portal. Now you got tons of talent. Now you have a bunch of NFL guys on your roster. You've learned from your first year. 7 wins, dude, that's not good enough. Coming up after the break, it was good enough for the Buffs yesterday. Really good defensive effort.
Wow.
And now as the NCAA tournament starts today, Rams today, Buffs tomorrow. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well done.
That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
This might be, to me, like Pavlov's dog,
the most recognizable theme music for any sport. When you hear it, you know exactly what it is.
You sure do.
And you do for most sports, let's be honest. Yep. But this one makes you, one shining moment, Final Four upsets. It's the game started on Thursday. Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today is the Larkspur Outlets Auction, featuring building supplies, lumber, lighting, doors, windows, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to RollerAuction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
You can make the case, not a knock on Colorado State, that with Virginia being held to 14 points, it was a combination of defense and Virginia being awful defensively.
Right.
Last night, the Buffs were excellent defensively.
It was the difference in the game.
Yeah.
It was their tough-mindedness. It was the classic thing of what we talked about a little bit yesterday. Do what you do. Well, when you aren't able to do what you normally do, how can you shift? How can you focus in other areas? How can you change the course of a game doing things that you normally don't always have to do? Colorado, top shooting team in the Pac-12. Great shooting team from deep. That stuff wasn't working yesterday. So where do you go? You go to your toughness. You go to your defense. You take things away from Boise State, who ended up out-rebounding you by a bunch, especially on the offensive glass. They had 19 offensive rebounds and 19 second half or second chance points.
Right.
When you have those kinds of numbers against you, you've got to find other ways to do it. I just thought it was a hell of an effort by CU. Really tough-minded.
Tad Boyle said before the game, we are the more athletic team. They are the more cohesive team.
Yeah.
And we saw it with backdoor cuts and things like that. But when that stuff was not working, the Buffs' athleticism was able to get on top of anybody who had the ball.
Absolutely. And I just, their tenacity, I thought, was really, really notable. Both games involving the Colorado schools had hell of a lot more ugly than it did pretty, right?
Yeah.
But they both, they took that in and they made it their own, and they were able to win in spite of it. I thought both efforts were absolutely tremendous. CU moving on. That's the first time that a Colorado team has ever won 25 games in a season. They're going to have to do things a lot better to beat a team like Florida.
Yeah.
But you know what? You go get your chance on Friday afternoon, and I think it's great that both teams are in the main draw now.
So. By the way, today is the day where Fantasy Football Guy comes out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah.
Fantasy Football Guy is the guy that tells you how well his fantasy team did. Then again, he has five teams, and he won't tell you how the other four teams did on Sunday. Today is also the day where you're going to see on social media and you're going to hear from people in your office, I called that upset. I called that upset. My bracket right now, is 14-2. What they won't tell you is there other four brackets are under 500.
Yeah. That is the guy that I always get the biggest chuckle about. Oh, I picked McNeese State. You know, I got McNeese. Yeah. Well, yeah, but you missed everything else. Right. I mean, so congratulations if you feel good about taking a flyer on. And McNeese, you point out McNeese State this year because they're kind of the darlings. Will Wade is their head coach. They've only lost three games. I get it. McNeese State is the kind of upset special that everyone's pointing to. That may or may not happen. But, no, you're absolutely right. It's getting back to the beginning of the show. I think this may be the best. It certainly is right there with the with NFL Championship Day, the two games.
2 days.
The two games, one day.
Yeah.
You got 8 games today, or what is it? Is it 8 or 16? 16. 16 today and 16 tomorrow. Anything that you could possibly ask for, you are going to get today. And plenty of stuff that you're not even thinking about, you're going to get.
And by the way, the NCAA tournament has done one thing. They put True TV on the map, unless you're a big fan of Jackass.
Yeah, and Practical Jokers, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, right. If someone said to me, totally out of context, in the month of May,
right,
True TV, like, the what? Only thing that I would know about it is that the NCAA tournament is on it some of the time.
Well, I'll say this. I have watched True TV more in the last 365 days because of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Than FS1, because I still can't find it. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Broncos signed this offensive tackle yesterday to add some O-line depth. And would Shedeur Sanders really be the second quarterback taken if he turned pro this year? That's all next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at mileysports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, it's the Larkspur Outlets Auction, featuring building supplies, lumber, lighting, doors, windows, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just In Case You Missed It. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, so also at the press conference yesterday, Deion Sanders said that if Shedeur would have entered this year's NFL draft, he would have been the second quarterback off the board. Coach Prime based his claim off knowing people in NFL circles such as Jerry Jones, Arthur Blank, and Roger Goodell. If Shedeur would have elected to turn pro this year, would he really be the second quarterback selected?
Well, I mean, it depends who's doing the selecting. Whatever. I mean, he would be he would be one of the top guys.
Would you take him over Jaden Daniels?
Probably not.
Then he's the third quarterback.
So there you go. I mean, but still, what different? I mean, he's one of the top. He would be one of the top guys this year. He's arguably going to be the top guy next year. So what? We're splitting hairs.
Listen, he wasn't going to leave to go to the draft for a lot of reasons. One, I think Shedeur wants to have success at Colorado. Two, he still wants to play for his dad. I don't blame him at all.
And three, he wants to win the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
All of those things are out there for him this year.
Agreed.
I don't think playing for a national title is out there
for
him.
No, I wouldn't count on that one, but and watching him progress is going to be, he came on the scene with both barrels firing last year and was a phenomenal player to watch. Gave us great moments, for goodness sakes.
Right.
How has his game matured? How is his game developing? How much more sophisticated is he becoming as a quarterback with skills that equate to the next level? I'm looking forward to it.
All right, just in case you missed it, the Broncos are signing offensive tackle Matt Pert to a one-year contract. Pert was the New York Giants' third-round draft pick in 2020, playing primarily as a backup offensive tackle in his 4 years with the Giants. 6'7", 315 pounds. He turns 27 in June. Do you like the Broncos adding depth along the offensive line by signing Matt Pert?
The answer is yes. Depth is good regardless. I don't even need to know that it's Matt Pert. It's depth. You got to have depth, and you got to have swing guys that can give you decent depth at that position. Because, as Eric has pointed out numerous times, the likelihood of an offensive line going through an entire season without a disabling injury like they had last year until literally the last week of the season when Mike McGlinchey missed a start is highly unlikely. It's much more like the year before when they could barely keep guys on the field.
All right, just in case you missed it, going back to CU, University of Colorado announced that Athletic Director Rick George has been named Athletic Director of the Year by the National Association of Collegiate Directors of Athletics, the NACDA. In late 2022, George hired Deion Sanders, which clearly puts CU football back on the map. You think Rick George is deserving of Athletic Director of the Year?
One decision gave him that honor, and good for him, because that was a think outside the box moment.
Right.
Not everyone would have done that. I give credit where it's due.
Wisconsin didn't want Deion Sanders.
No. Right.
They wanted Luke Fickell.
Sure.
I can understand why you want Luke Fickell. He took Cincinnati to the 4-team playoff. I get that. But Wisconsin felt it wasn't in a position where they were in dire straits. Colorado was in dire straits. Rick George had to do something bold. He did. Again, the admissions department at CU is getting flooded right now with applications because of the Prime effect. On national TV, a lot last year, a lot of attention. 4 wins, they have to win this year. Last year was a huge success.
No question.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. If you want to redesign your entire kitchen, they have a staff that can really help you out and to help you design that kitchen. You can't get that from the people who work at the big box stores. That's their job at the big box stores. Mountain High Appliance is their career. They've been doing this stuff for decades. Mountain High Appliance, find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, we have a special treat. When have you gotten advice from someone who has won an NCAA office pool about how to put together your bracket? We have a guy coming up next who has won an NCAA office pool.
Actually, a couple.
But also, in the same sentence, was busted by the Wichita DA for running it. That guy is next. For your friends.